This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The climate summit begins in Paris. U.S. President Barack Obama urged world leaders to rise to this moment Monday, telling them their progress at a U.N. climate summit in Paris will be measured by the suffering that is averted and a planet that is preserved.
Our task here in Paris is to turn these achievements into an enduring framework for human progress.
Mr. Obama said the nations of the leaders in attendance share the sense of urgency about their goal of curbing fossil fuel emissions and limiting the rise in global temperatures. Mr. Obama voiced regret Monday to Russian President Vladimir Putin over the Turkish shootdown of a Russian jet fighter last week. Mr. Obama urged the Russian leader to reduce tensions with Turkey over the incident. The two leaders met for 30 minutes on the sidelines of the United Nations climate summit outside Paris. Turkey's Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu said Monday his country will not apologize for shooting down a Russian fighter jet last week along the Turkey-Syria border. He told reporters after a meeting with NATO chief Jens Stoltenberg in Brussels that Turkish forces did their duty to protect the country's airspace. Davutoglu also said he hoped Russia would reconsider economic sanctions against Turkey. Pope Francis has ended his African trip. The pontiff's first official visit to Africa took him to three countries. He flew out of the Central African Republic early Monday morning after celebrating Mass before a huge gathering at the National Stadium in the capital, Bangui. Earlier, at the main mosque in Bangui, the Pope said Christians and Muslims are brothers. For more, check our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A Jerusalem court convicted two Israeli youths Monday for last year's killing of a 16-year-old Palestinian teenager who was burned to death in East Jerusalem. The court postponed its verdict for a third defendant in the case after the man's lawyer submitted a last-minute insanity defense. The two youths are due to be sentenced in January. The International Monetary Fund Monday added China's yuan to its basket of key global currencies. The IMF said that the yuan, also known as the renminbi, met all existing criteria to be added to the U.S. dollar, Europe's euro, the Japanese yen, and the British pound as one of the currencies in the World Organization's special drawing rights grouping. The action takes effect next October. The United States has received what are called credible reports of an imminent attack in the Afghan capital within the next 2 days. The government is urging U.S. citizens to exercise great caution if traveling around Kabul. According to an official statement, the leaders of Pakistan and Afghanistan held an extensive exchange Monday in Paris, focusing on the stalled peace process in Afghanistan. A meeting between Pakistan's Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif and Afghanistan's President Ashraf Ghani on the sidelines of the climate summit ended a months-long deadlock between the two countries. In the Democratic Republic of Congo, there has been a mixed response from opposition parties and civil society to President Joseph Kabila's call for a political dialogue to sort out election issues. The biggest opposition party has given the president's call a mild welcome, while other opposition parties have mostly rejected it. Nick Long has more.
The DRC's biggest opposition party, the UDPS, does not appear to have issued a public communique in response to the president's call for a dialogue. But UDPS spokesman Augustin Kabuya told VOA a dialogue is needed to settle electoral issues, without which elections cannot take place.
Nous ne pouvons pas amener notre population.
He says we cannot lead the people into polls that will be doomed from the start. Everyone knows, he says, that no preparations have been made for the cycle of elections scheduled in 2016. Nick Long, Kinshasa.
Former Prime Minister Roch Marc Christian Kabore holds a strong lead as results trickle in from Burkina Faso's presidential election. Partial returns Monday showed Kabore ahead with more than 50% of the vote, setting up the possibility that he will win a first-round victory. Burkina Faso's Electoral Commission has called a news conference for midnight local time to announce the overall results of Sunday's vote. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.